to summer camp.
Are you kidding? You'll have a great time. Look at this one. It's a computer camp with a theater program. Ethernet by day, no-no-net by night.
I don't want to go to camp.
If the kid doesn't want to go, don't make him go.
Yeah.
He's 10. He's old enough to work.
What?
When I was your age, I spent my summers hosing tarantulas off bananas in the back of my stepfather's truck.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm going to camp.
Jake heads off.
Okay. Good morning, all. Beautiful day.
You're in a good mood.
Well, I suppose I am. Got a little email this morning from an ex-girlfriend who says she needs to see me.
No kidding. I wonder if she's knocked up.
They both make rabbit ear quote marks in the air.
Nobody's knocked up. I haven't heard from her in 5 years.
So she's bringing you a 4-year-old.
Believe me, nobody's bringing anything. Remember Jill?
Jill the slob?
Yeah, but do you remember how hot she was?
Yeah, well, sure, she was a tight unit, but she left dirty dishes everywhere. Swear to God, this broad left half-eaten casseroles in the bathtub.
So? With a body like that, she could drink out of the toilet if she wanted to.
Wait a minute. Isn't she the one who dumped you?
Somebody dumped Charlie?
Broke his little black heart. It was pathetic.
Hey, she didn't dump me. She had personal problems and moved to Europe to, you know, find herself.
Berta?
He wept.
I did not. I felt the appropriate amount of sadness for a good relationship that had run its course.
I had to carry him to bed 3 nights in a row.
I was perfectly happy sleeping under the deck.
You bring her home, you clean up after. Thank God you never get any.
Big Bertha, wearing a pink cardigan and jeans, starts to clear the empty dishes from the large round kitchen table. A rather nonplussed Alan sits at the table eating. Charlie's sitting at a bar drinking a beer. A dark-haired man enters the bar, preens himself in the mirror, then sits next to Charlie, who doesn't take any notice of the man at first.
Hey.
Hey.
What can I get for you?
White wine, please. Maybe a Chablis. You know, make it a beer. Light beer. Just a beer.
Another one?
Might as well. Looks like I'm getting stood up. Chicks, huh?
Maybe she's got a good reason.
I'll tell you what, if it were any other woman, I'd have been out of here an hour ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah. But this girl's something different.
How so?
Well, did you ever go out with somebody who was not only great in bed, but also like a really cool friend?
Yeah, once.
In fact, now that I think about it, the friendship was the best part of our relationship.
No kidding.
Yeah. Sex was a little weird. We would, like, wrestle to get on top. She would actually get angry if she wasn't up there.
Maybe she had a good reason.
Maybe.
Charlie, look at me.
Charlie turns and looks at the man quizzically.
Hey, how do you know my name?
It's me.
Me who?
Charlie looks confused, then puzzled, then a little startled as the man tilts his head at Charlie.
No.
Yes.
Jill?
Bill.
The man points his finger emphatically.
No!
2½ Men, with ITFC audio description.
We're gonna need 2 shots of tequila.
Oh, that's okay. I don't want it.
They're not for you.
Well, this girl you're waiting for really must be something.
Just serve the hooch and mind your own business.
Charlie necks both shots and winces.
Okay, go.
I know this comes as a shock to you.
Please. If I had a nickel for every time a girl dumped me, disappeared for 5 years, and came back as a guy, I'd have a nickel. Keep them coming.
I think I owe you an explanation.
Who pays the nickel, by the way? Is it you, or just out of some general fund?
He touches Charlie's hand. Charlie moves his hand away. They both look awkward.
Remember when we broke up and I said, it's not you, it's...
Charlie looks wide-eyed for a moment, then necks another shot.
Yes, and I believe you now.
I was so mixed up and unhappy as a woman.
So, I know lots of mixed up unhappy women. They go shopping and eat ice cream. Did you even try that?
I tried everything, Charlie, but the truth is, I was always a man trapped in a woman's body.
No, I'm not buying this. No, if you were really a man back then, you would have jumped at that three-way with the cocktail waitress in Carmel. I begged you.
You haven't changed.
Wish I could say the same.
Charlie, how could I have explained it to you back then? I couldn't even explain it to myself.
Okay, well, now you've explained. Thank you.
He shakes Bill's hand.
Good luck with the
penis.
Charlie! Wait. A few minutes ago, you said I was a really cool friend.
Yeah?
Well, I'm back in L.A., and I'm kind of starting a new life.
Uh-huh.
And I could really use a friend.
Oh, boy.
It's just... You know, I'm completely alone, and I'm...
Bill looks down and fiddles with the beer bottle. Charlie taps Bill's shoulder.
It's gonna be okay, Jill.
Bill.
Yeah, Bill, whatever. It's okay. I'm still your friend.
Oh, Charlie.
He gives Charlie a big hug.
I wish I could have loved you the way you deserve to be loved.
Bill's arms around Charlie, he clings to him, rocking from side to side.
Thanks for the ride, Bill. You're a good friend.
Hey, you called me Bill.
Oh, that's your name, lady.
Just like old times, huh? Drag your drunk ass home, take you upstairs, get you undressed, and...
Bill releases his arm from around Charlie and purses his lips.
Hey! Oh, Alan. You never met my brother Alan, did you?
No, I never met anyone in your family, Charlie.
Yeah, well, different rules now. Bill, this is my brother Alan. Alan, this is my old friend, Bill.
Nice to meet you, Bill. Same here.
I thought you were gonna hook up with that old girlfriend who wanted to see you.
Oh, right. Turns out she changed her mind. Anyway, I ran into my old friend, Bill, here.
Bill meekly punches Charlie's arm.
Oh, so, stood up by Jill, ran into Bill. That's funny.
You have a sick sense of humor.
The house is clean. I'm going home now. I'll pick that up on Monday.
Sorry, that's mine.
He picks up his jacket strewn on the floor. Bertha stares.
Hi.
Bill raises his eyebrows, grimacing. Bertha eyes him up and down.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Bertha heads to the door and turns to stare once again at Bill.
So, Bill, you from around here?
I was, but I moved away for a couple years. Now I'm planning on moving back and buying a place.
Hello. Evelyn Harper. Evelyn Harper Real Estate.
Oh, yeah, Mom's here.
No problem, I'm drunk.
I'm Bill Schrader. I'm a friend of Charlie's.
No need to apologize. So, you interested in renting or buying?
Buying.
Excellent. Price range?
I'm flexible.
I'll bet you are. But I was talking money.
Well, so was I.
Sexy and liquid. I like that.
She takes his arm.
Nice guy.
Sorry.
There it is.
He picks up his jacket.
Well, thank you so much for showing me the condos, Evelyn.
Thank you for dinner, Bill.
Thank you for dessert.
He kisses her.
Shall we go to my place for coffee and cigars?
I don't smoke.
You will when I'm done with you.
She leads him out by the hand. Alan gawps.
Oh, my God! He's like half her age.
Yeah. That's the problem.
I am trying, Charlie. I am trying to be open-minded, but our mom with a guy who's younger than us is, it's just freaking me out.
Charlie holds a photo.
Trust me, Alan. Very soon you're gonna be looking back on this moment with fond nostalgia.
He hands Alan the pitcher.
What do you mean?
Look.
Who's this?
This is Jill.
Oh, the woman who dumped you?
Get over that. Nobody dumped me.
All right, I'm sorry. Why are we looking at Jill?
Just look at it.
Okay. She's cute. Very tall. Broad shoulders.
Holy mother of God!
Alan stares at the image.
Welcome to the Matrix.
So Jill is...
Yep.
And you and Jill used to...
Every chance we got.
And Mom is...
At this very moment.
Holy mother of God!
What are you guys yelling about?
Go to bed.
They wave Jake out.
Do you realize what this means?
Yes. I slept with a woman who wanted to be a man. Or I slept with a man in a woman's body. Or, and this is my new favorite and the title of my autobiography, my mom and I slept with the same dude.
A glass in one hand, Charlie waves his other hand and sits down.
Excuse me, could we just table that for now and discuss how this impacts on our mother?
Why? The damage has been done. All that's left to do now is drink until the part of the brain that creates mental pictures is dead.
Charlie, stay with me.
Do you think I'm gay?
For God's sake, Charlie, this is not about you.
I like musical theater. Maybe all these years I've been pathologically chasing women because I've been overcompensating.
You know, I've often thought that. What? I'm agreeing with you. What do you want to hear?
I want you to tell me that there is no chance that either of us will ever have to call a woman I slept with daddy.
Alan looks at Charlie, mouth gaping open. He takes Charlie's glass and downs his drink. Bertha carries a basket of laundry through the sitting room and picks up the photo of Jill.
Jill, the slob.
She rushes back to have another look at the picture, frowns, then smirks.
Gadzooks!
Morning.
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 She grins at Charlie as he passes her.
So how was your weekend?
Fine.
Okay.
Nothing exciting happening in your world, Charlie?
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Go to a fun party, see a great movie, run into an old flame with a new wick.
Charlie tightens his lips. Alan glares at her. She sits down with them.
What are the odds, huh? One brother turns him gay, the other turns him guy.
If you don't mind, Berta, I'd rather not talk about it.
Okay. I'll fix you something to eat. How about a sausage link and a couple eggs?
Hello. Anybody home?
No.
Charlie, I need to talk to you about your friend, Bill.
Oh, boy.
You know, I'd really rather not discuss this in front of the help.
Berta, could you give us some privacy?
Hell no.
Sorry.
Okay. Bill and I shared something very special this weekend. I realize that might be awkward for you, so I thought I'd come by to discuss it.
Well, that's nice, Mom. Isn't that nice, Alan?
You're the expert, Charlie. Is it too early to start drinking?
What's that supposed to mean?
Mom, how much do you know about Bill?
Charlie, I have no doubt that you two shared some sordid adventures together, but that's the past. The only thing that matters to me now is that Bill is a handsome, sensitive, wonderful man. Excuse me?
Nothing. I'm just happy to be here.
Frankly, Mom, I am a little uncomfortable with this.
A little? I think I'm having a stroke.
I knew it. You hypocrites. It's perfectly all right for you to date younger women, but when a mature woman gets involved with a younger man, somehow it's scandalous and immoral.
No, Mom, it's not the age.
Well, what then? Because he's your friend? I didn't object when you dated that friend of mine.
You what?
One time. I was 19 and she was a very doable 42. And if you heard how she talked about you, you wouldn't call her a friend.
I've heard enough. I'm going to continue to see Bill. And if you don't like it, that's just too bad.
Wait, Mom. I thought you came here so that we could discuss it.
Oh, please. I came here to brag. I just needed an opening line.
She flounces off. Wow.
She doesn't know.
Yeah, well, someone's gonna have to tell her.
Charlie.
What?
I will clean your house free for a month if you let me do it.
Alan stares unfocused. Charlie and Bill are sitting at a table in a bar.
Come on, it is a little funny. I mean, when we were dating, you never wanted me to meet your mom. All right, maybe not so much funny as ironic.
Look, Jim, Bill.
You're angry with me.
Not angry, not thrilled.
Charlie, I never planned for this to happen. I mean, your mom and I just hit it off. She's beautiful, intelligent, self-assured, and man, she's just exploding with this raw sexuality.
Listen, fella, we're talking about you and my mother. Why haven't you told her?
Told her what?
That you're lactose intolerant. What do you think?
Stop yelling at me.
I'm not yelling at you.
Yes, you are.
Okay, I'm sorry. Look, you need to understand that no matter how much I hate my mother, I love my mother, and I don't want to see her get hurt. So you gotta tell her before she finds out the hard way. Or whatever way she finds out.
But what if she rejects me?
Well, welcome to the rodeo, Calamity Jane. You wanna be a real man? Grab hold of those store-bought balls and just tell the truth.
You're right.
The two lift bottles to their lips and take a swig. Bill furrows his brow.
You still friends?
Yeah, sure.
I'm glad. They're made out of Teflon, you know.
Okay, rule number two.
Evelyn and Bill are on the balcony.
What did I miss?
Nothing. I don't think he's told her yet.
Hey, what are you doing here? You finished cleaning hours ago.
I took a nap in the laundry room so I'd be fresh for the big show.
They watch Evelyn clasp her hands and bow her head.
I think he's going for it.
Evelyn stands with her hands on her hips. She cranes her neck towards Bill. The two kiss. Charlie shakes his head, looking puzzled, and furrows his brow. Alan.
Wow, that went surprisingly well.
Well, damn.
Evelyn and Bill stand clasping each other's hands.
Wait a minute, what's he doing?
Evelyn points a finger at Bill, nodding her head. She turns towards the three sitting inside and points towards Charlie. He waves, wiggling his fingers. Evelyn points back at Bill, who nods. She falls backwards.
There you go. See you tomorrow.
Evelyn sits, eyes wide. Charlie covers his face.
We'll make a list. The pros and cons of continuing your relationship with Bill. Mom?
Well, he certainly understands women.
Okay, that's a pro.
He used to be a woman.
I'll put con. He slept with Charlie when he was a woman.
Pro. No, wait, con. Definitely con.
He knows what I like in bed.
He knows what I like in bed.
We'll call that a wash.
What's the score?
It's about even.
Evelyn picks up Alan's notepad and pencil.
He can afford beachfront property, and he's got a trunk full of fabulous shoes that fit me perfectly. Don't wait up. Mummy's got a date.
She marches off, leaving her two sons looking bemused.